Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It is the 18th of the holy month of Ramadan. We are joining you from the holy Jamkaran, Masjid of Jamkaran. We were talking about how to live an Islamic life and how to change our lives and to become true Muslims. Some of the key pillars of an Islamic lifestyle is Tawheed, oneness of God. 2, Walaya of the Ahl al-Bayt. 3, Ubudiyat, being a slave of Allah. Now, some might ask, what is the purpose of these actions? Say, when you're a slave of Allah, aren't you just limiting yourselves? Aren't you refraining from enjoying the world, how other peoples are enjoying the world? When you think about the result, and when we contemplate about what Islam does for us, and we talked about our Lord being a Lord that actually takes us from one stage to another stage and to makes us reach perfection, to makes us reach completion, we see that there are many benefits that being an abd or slave of Allah brings us. Action itself, once abundant, once habitual, makes who we are. If you want to ask, what type of person am I? If you want to ask, how am I? You should ask, what do I do throughout the day? That makes who you are. That identifies you. Because your actions come from your beliefs, comes from your attitudes, comes from your ideologies, comes from your worldview. Therefore, the more we act, the more we act and do mustahabbat or wajibat or good actions, the more that we do actions in line with Allah's commands, the more that we are actually solidifying ourselves as being an abd of God and showing our identity. Muslim practices are very powerful. They are not in any way shy or any way hidden from people. Muslim practices like the adhan, the call, are very social, are very powerful. When you look at fasting and not eating, it is something that you can't really hide from people. You're sharing people, you're telling people that I'm fasting. So Islam has a lot of significance and power and a lot of not being something that is hidden. Therefore, it is a very powerful way of life, is a very powerful lifestyle that we have. It is not something that, you know, the way that we dress and eat, it is something unique to our beliefs. So the more that we practice Islam, the more manifest this will be in our lifestyles. So from the benefits that we see from this type of lifestyle, one is power. When a Muslim becomes a slave of Allah, he is connecting himself to an unlimited source of power. He is unlimiting himself, he's connecting himself to power itself, to knowledge itself, because Allah is power, Allah is knowledge, Allah is life. Therefore, you'll be much more powerful, you'll be much more successful when you practice Islam. Look at what Islam does to us, look at what fasting does to us. When you see in the month of Ramadan, willpower that is strengthened from these practices cannot be strengthened maybe in any other way or form besides these religious practices. Limiting yourself from the most essential needs, from water, from food, from a certain time, from different things which are called invalidators of fast, muftarat. You're becoming very strong. Islam increases your willpower. Once your willpower is strong, you will be successful in anything, because you have the attribute of taqwa. You're as if riding a horse, and that horse, you're in charge of where that horse will jump, where that horse will leap, where that horse will run to. You're in charge of the faculties that you have once you have taqwa, once you have discipline, once you have willpower. But if a person is not in charge of their nafs, they'll be very sloppy, they'll be very lazy, they'll fall into the desires, they'll be deceived. The most powerful leaders that we have are the leaders that they disdain themselves from the world. They don't attach themselves from the world. Because you cannot find something to win them over. You cannot find a fault with them. You cannot seduce them with anything, with the world. Because they will follow exactly what God wants. And this makes a Muslim powerful. When you talk about religion to people, talk about the benefits of that religion. This is just how we have, for example, sometimes in marketing, besides of just talking about the dimensions or specifications of a product, you talk about what that product does for you. Islam gives you great power. Islam gives you success. When a person conquers his nafs, when a person conquers his will, his studies will be better. He will be better at work, will be more successful, he'll be a better husband because he lives his life based on his intellect. His life is guided. His life is not left loose to do whatever he wants. The second thing that we can focus on, and these are the benefits of living in an Islamic lifestyle, are the joys that we get, the enjoyment that we have, that we are alive. Look at one of the verses in the Holy Quran that we have about the holy, about the humans. It says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءِ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ in Surah Fatir, verse 22. And are not equal are the living and the dead. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah causes to hear whom He wills. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ But you cannot make hear those that are in the graves. So those that are living and dead are not equal in the Quran. And Allah makes you hear who He wills. Even the Messenger of Allah cannot make someone spiritually hear. Then it says, but you cannot make hear those that are in the graves. Those that are in the graves, they cannot hear if there is no capability for them to become guided. If somebody's heart becomes so solid, so rock solid, that it is not capable of having the enjoyment and the light of Allah in that heart anymore, that person, as in the Quran, in this tafsir, is as if someone that is in the grave, someone that is dead. So Islam gives us hayat, Islam gives us life. That once we connect to Allah, we are alive because He is hayat. In some of the traditions we have from Imam Ali alayhi salam, la hayata illa bid-deen. There is no life except for religion. Wala maut illa bijuhud al-yaqeen. This is from one of the narrations from Imam Ali alayhi salam, possibly Qur'an al-Hikam or other books. And there's no death except resisting and fighting against certainty. So Islam is a religion that gives us life again. Islam is a religion that gives us enjoyment. Don't you feel alive after, during the time of iftar, when you are going to be eating and fasting, after you break you're breaking your long fast, after enjoying your meal, and that after your fasting is done, you feel that the barriers, the physical barriers between you and Allah are removed? Don't you feel more alive? Don't you feel more alive in salat and prayer? Don't you feel more alive in other actions that you do? In some of the tradition, it says, "Man amila ishtaga" in Qur'an al-Hikam. Whoever acts falls in love. Ayatullah Bahjat, they say, was wondering if in the hereafter, in Barzakh, if a person will be able to do his salat. Because salat for him had so much enjoyment, made him feel so much alive. He's wondering if he can practice and do this obligation and this act of worship in the grave. He's worried about that. So these benefits that we have from spirituality, from living a Muslim lifestyle, one is that power we talked about. Two is that enjoyment, they are unparalleled with anything else in this world. That we will become the most powerful of people and we will become the happiest of people. And you will feel that. You will feel spirituality, you will feel happiness, you will feel completion. And when we separate ourselves from God, you do feel depression, you do feel gloominess, you do feel darkness in your hearts, and you do feel death. As the Quran says, when you're separate from Allah in this tafsir, that you're as if you're in the grave. So inshallah, in this holy month of Ramadan, now that we have learned the key factors of being a Muslim, living a Muslim life, and that is Tawheed, and that is Wilayat, and that is Ubudiyat, these are the great benefits, being powerful and also enjoying your life, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.